morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
You know, when someone pushes you, sometimes you've got to push back. For years, tobacco companies have been poisoning our people, targeting our kids, and lying about the dangers of tobacco. That's not okay.
We can do more to protect our children and help Oklahomans live longer, healthier lives. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Big Tobacco needs to know who they're messing with. You ready?
Over 67,000 FFA members and supporters are headed to Indianapolis for the 92nd Annual National FFA Convention. We're proud that Ridge Eubanks of Alva is one of the national FFA officers leading out this year in Indy. And once again, Farm Director Ron Hayes will offer wall-to-wall coverage from the convention on radio, in our daily email, in the Blue Green Gazette, on our Oklahoma Farm Report website, and via social media on Facebook, Flickr, and Twitter. Coverage from Indy the week of October 28th through the service of ITC Gray Plains, your energy superhighway.
Hey, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. President Donald Trump says China will immediately start buying U.S. agricultural products. Via Twitter over the weekend, Trump says China will start buying very large quantities of U.S. farm products, adding that they have already started. The administration says the agreement Friday includes $40 to $50 billion of commodity sales to China over the next couple of years. China already had increased purchases of agricultural goods like soybeans and pork heading into the talks last week. China also agreed to certain intellectual property measures, as well as concessions related to financial services and currency. President Trump says the U.S. and China will work quickly to finalize phase one of the agreement and proceed to phase two. The American Soybean Association called the partial agreement good news but awaits further details on the potential economic impact of the agreement. ASA adds the organization remains hopeful this is a step towards rescinding the tariffs and helping restore certainty and stability to the soy industry. In other news today, September was a fairly solid month overall for retail sales of tractors and combines in the United States and Canada. That according to the latest data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Total farm tractor sales in the U.S. increased 18.7% in September compared to last year, while combine sales increased 12.3%. Year-to-date, total U.S. tractor sales are up nearly 5%, while sales of combines are up 1.8%. AEM is an international trade group representing off-road equipment manufacturers and suppliers with more than 1,000 companies and more than 200 product lines in the agriculture and construction industry sectors worldwide. Finally, today, a new report shows the leasing of farm equipment has nearly doubled since 2012. The Wall Street Journal reports Deere & Company is spending billions of dollars each year on its own equipment for leasing programs. Records show that more than one-third of financed purchases of high-horsepower machinery made by John Deere is being leased to farmers and construction builders. Roughly 90% of those machines are owned by Deere's financing business. Deere reports that in 2018, leased equipment represented a value of $7.8 billion compared to more than $2 billion in 2012. Meanwhile, CNH Industrial, the maker of Case IH and New Holland, is also leasing more equipment. The company says more than 40% of high-horsepower tractor sales are leased, up from 25% back in 2012. The current farm economy is drastically different from 2012, around the time farm income reached an all-time high before plummeting over the last few years.
You got farm news on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.